Penguin Random House Audio presents The Hammer of Eden by Ken Follett. Read for you by January Lavoie. Part 1. 4 weeks. When he lies down to sleep, this landscape is always on his mind. A pine forest covers the hills, as thick as the fur on a bear's back. The sky is so blue in the clear mountain air that it hurts his eyes to look up. Miles from the road, there is a secret valley with steep sides and a cold river in its cleft. Here, hidden from strangers' eyes, a sunny south-facing slope has been cleared, and grapevines grow in neat rows. When he remembers how beautiful it is, he feels his heart will break. Men, women, and children move slowly through the vineyard, tending the plants. These are his friends, his lovers, his family. One of the women laughs. She is a big woman with long, dark hair, and he feels a special warmth for her. She throws back her head and opens her mouth wide, and her clear, high voice floats across the valley like birdsong. Some of the men quietly speak a mantra as they work, praying to the gods of the valley and of the grapevines for a good crop. At their feet, a few massive tree stumps remain to remind them of the back-breaking work that created this place 25 years ago. The soil is stony, but this is good, because the stones retain the heat of the sun and warm the roots of the vines, protecting them from the deadly frost. Beyond the vineyard is a cluster of wooden buildings, plain but well-built and weatherproof. Smoke rises from a cookhouse.